Hi, this is John McNally, senior editor of Supply House Times Magazine, with a little breaking news podcast. I'm with Frank Roach, CEO of Ferguson Enterprises. Big news coming out officially yesterday that Ferguson Enterprises has acquired Davison Warshaw, a premier plumbing distributor in New York City. Frank, I want to thank you for taking some time to speak with us. And I just want to ask first, you know, at this time, what was, you know, the right, most attractive thing about acquiring Davison Warshaw for Ferguson?
Well, thank you, John. First of all, I'd like to say how excited we are to have Davison Warshaw be part of the Ferguson team. And when we looked at Davison Warshaw, we saw a company that had a long-standing and, you know, was considered well-respected distributor in the market, and had created an iconic brand built on superior customer service driven by wonderful people. And we just felt like that was a great cultural fit for us because it is all about people, not bricks and mortar, which we can do. It's about people who have relationships with customers, have built a strong brand and reputation in the marketplace. And when you consider how long they've been in that market, that's not an easy thing to do, to have the sustainable performance as well as reputation. Wonderful people, great vendor relationships. And again, it's about the leadership and the people, and we just felt like this was a wonderful fit to go into New York, and we wanted to go into New York the right way, and this is the right way to go.
Yeah, you mentioned to me earlier that you have some commercial business in New York City, but you really wanted to get into the the residential market. You know, tell me about trying to get into that residential market in New York City. It's a big market. Everyone knows it's the, you know, the major capital, well, not our capital, but a big major capital in the, for business. So what are your plans to really, you know, jump into that market, and how does Davison Warshaw, the acquisition of that, help?
Well, as you noted, we have had a commercial presence there, specifically on the PVF side, and we just felt like there was a way to enhance on the plumbing side of the commercial business as well as getting into the residential business. This was the best way to go. So they are, again, very good relationships with their customers. We feel like we can leverage their strengths in the marketplace by providing additional technology, our DC network, our breadth and depth of product. So we hope to complement what they've already established in the marketplace, and we felt like this is the right, as I said earlier, this is the right company for us to marry up with.
And, you know, last week, Ferguson reported a 10% increase in sales, so a good 2012. You know what, you've acquired some other properties in the last 14 months, I believe six. You know, tell me a little bit what Ferguson has in store for 2013.
Well, I think, you know, when we consider the market, you know, it'll continue to be very challenging. There are a lot of uncertainties. There are new words out there like shadow inventory and fiscal cliff and all this. But regardless of what the market's doing, which we cannot control, the things we can control are maintaining focus on market share, outperformance, and business improvement. So that will be what guides us through this year. So we'll stay to the blocking and tackling, and we'll look for opportunities to add companies and businesses among all our core businesses. But most of our growth, again, will be around organic and growth and market outperformance.
Right. Well, Mr. Roach, thank you very much for taking some time to speak about the big news coming out. And for our readers, listeners out there, please take a look for more information on the acquisition of Davison Warshaw by Ferguson in our November Supply House Times issue.